president of baseball operations from the Cleveland Indians, who is our next guest. Please welcome Mr. Chris Antonetti, ladies and gentlemen. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're giving you a round of applause. I hope you're enjoying it.
I'm not sure that I'm deserving of it, but I appreciate it.
Well, this year will tell us. But listen, congratulations to you. Thanks for joining us. It's Dean Blundell and Company with special guest host and friend of yours. You know him well. Mr. John Paul Morosi is here with us.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for joining us here on the show. My first question to you, Chris, you know, on Monday, obviously, Mark comes to Toronto, and it was certainly a lot of pressure on him at the news conference, and no surprise, he did phenomenally well. I think articulated a lot of the things that maybe drew the ownership group to him and wanted to hire him for this job. My question to you is, after seeing him be so unflappable in front of everybody on Monday, tell us, after working with him for 16 years, whatever gets him off his game? Does he throw his shoe at the TV watching football? You've seen him get upset. What gets Mark Shapiro agitated?
He handles those situations really well. I think his demeanor, his poise, his leadership through the most challenging of times, I think, is a differentiating factor for Mark. And those leaders that have the ability to withstand the tough times, are those that tend to be effective leaders. Because it's easy to lead, it's easy to be effective when things are going well. But when it's those trying and difficult times, those leaders that can stand up and articulate a vision and be clear and handle those situations are the ones that tend to be successful over time. So that's something we've seen time and time again with Mark.
Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations, Cleveland Indians, joins us. Of course, worked with Mark Shapiro for a very long period of time. I wanted to ask you a question because you're very close with Mark, and Mark said it went to start the press conference when he was here. Obviously not the ideal start. I don't know if you saw some of the fan vitriol about Alex, and there was instant blame, and it was unfounded. And I think, we've had an experience with Mark now that was very positive. He's very confident. He, as John Paul says, he's unflappable. Did you talk to him at all during that process when Alex left, and then you got 3-4 days of radio silence, how Mark handled it, or did you talk to him about how he felt?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was able to. Mark and I, beyond just being having a professional relationship, we're also friends. So we talk regularly. We still talk almost daily right now. So. I know Mark was very surprised. I know his clear preference was to, continue to work alongside Alex and continue to build the foundation that's in place in Toronto together. And I think he was surprised, and I think, as he said, disappointed when that didn't happen. But I think he had to then look at, okay, this is the reality. These are the cards that've been dealt. Now, how do we move forward from here? And I think that, after processing the news and trying to convince Alex otherwise, but once it became a reality, I think Mark began looking forward and said, okay, what do we need to do next? How do we start moving forward from here?
How did he handle that emotionally?
It was tough. I think, that, again, like he said, it wasn't what he was expecting. I think he was expecting to partner with Alex moving forward, and that had been his plan and his intention, so he then had to adjust, and I think that was a difficult thing. I think as he said, and again, I don't want to speak for him because he's far more articulate than me, but he has a great deal of respect and appreciation for Alex and understands the success he had in Toronto and how important he was to the Blue Jay organization, and he was disappointed that Alex didn't continue there.
Chris, there was a report floating around in Toronto here that Mark met Alex for the first time, that he scolded him about trading prospects. Just talk about how would that totally be out of Mark's character to do something like that?
Yeah, again, I wasn't in any of those settings. I think I would be very surprised if that's if that was Mark's intention going in any of those meetings, because I know, like I said, what his intentions were. Those were to work alongside Alex. But anytime you have a conversation between two people, there can be different interpretations and different impressions of those conversations. But I've worked for Mark for a really long time, and that's never happened to me.
Chris, Mark told Stephen Brunt here in Toronto, works for Sportsnet, of course, that he had probably a half dozen opportunities over the years to leave Cleveland. And every time, obviously, prior to this, he said no. What do you think it was about this particular situation that appealed to Mark so much?
I think there are so many things that are appealing to it. Again, Mark articulated some of those yesterday, the opportunity to work for an organization with an incredible history that not only represents you know, a city, but in an entire country was very, you know, very appealing to him. I think, you know, the opportunity to, you know, have additional resources that Toronto provides to build and or continue to build and enhance a great legacy there. I think all of those challenges were things that Mark looked forward to.
And I know, Chris, Mark has talked about wanting to maximize championship windows. And obviously, based on the fact the Jays came within two wins of going to the World Series this year, one would assume they are in the championship window now. I know going back to the Indians back 07, 08, the payroll went up when you had a very good period of time there with Cleveland. How have you seen Mark in the past act maybe more aggressively than in other years when he has had those types of championship windows to exploit?
Yeah, I think one of the first things to realize, and Mark would, again, be the first to tell you this, is that you know, each market and each situation is different and with different circumstances, different opportunities, and different challenges. And, you know, the situation and the circumstances in Toronto are different than the circumstances we have here in Cleveland. And I think Mark is extraordinarily bright and adept at understanding what those realities are and what those opportunities are and taking advantage of them. And I think he, you know, realizes obviously the success the Blue Jays had, the nucleus they have in place, and this is a great opportunity to continue to, you know, to continue to build on what's a great team. And I think he'll try to do the thing he'll try to do there is continue to not only enhance the major league team, but enhance the infrastructure, the personnel, and continue to build upon a great foundation in place.
Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations, Cleveland Indians, our guest. Really appreciate you taking time to do this. Real quick, two more questions. One, what can Toronto fans expect from Mark Shapiro? You know, I guess not just to settle everybody down. He appears to have largely done that himself with a very solid press conference and a very direct approach and a very confident delivery. But what can we expect from him as a general manager that maybe some people don't know about Mark Shapiro?
I think you started to see a little bit of it in the press conference, and over time that's something you'll continue to see. Is he is a very straightforward and honest person with a great sense of integrity that you know, has a great deal of pride in wanting to do the right thing. And he's incredibly compassionate. He's competitive. He wants to build a championship. He's in baseball to, you know, to win. And I think that he will be relentless in shaping an organization in that way that's designed to not only win over the short term, but over the long term as well.
And what are the chances you and I could start the ball rolling with a possible trade for Carlos Carrasco?
I think I'll hold off on any of those conversations for now. But I appreciate the thought.
So. Yeah. Oh, I highly covet Mr. Carrasco. Hey, Chris, listen, appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much. And honest to goodness, congratulations to you as well on being named president of baseball operations in Cleveland. Wish you the best of success. And again, you know, couldn't be more thankful for you taking time to do this with us today.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great day and enjoy getting to know Mark. I think you'll really enjoy the experience. He's a phenomenal leader and a great person.